kind of a weed?
Yeah, it's a weed. It grows out in the woods. They'd make that, they'd call it a mullein tea for your fever. And we kept aspirins, we'd take that. Mullein tea, we got some hills around here and around the yard somewhere.
Did they ever make anything out of the part of the tree underground and you know, like sassafras or anything?
They'd make us drink plenty of that. We had those trees out here, but I don't think there's any more that I know of. They'd make, they'd get the roots of that and make a tea.
Now, somebody who can't hear real well, you say they're little, like yourself, you said you told me you were little, just a little bit.
Oh, hard of hearing, yeah.
Yeah, or if you can't hear at all, they say you're...
Well, you'd say you're deaf.
Yeah, but okay, now I want to ask you, you get a lot of these things when you were a kid, you know, they'd come up on you, sores and all sorts of red places and things like that?
Yeah, they use mostly sheep tallow for that.
For a what? For
sores or chap hand, chap lips. Sheep tallow. We've got it stored away here about a jillion of that little bottles. Now, my daddy used to raise sheep all the time. We don't no more. Now, Glenn does.
The male sheep is a... What's the male sheep?
A male sheep is a ram, the way you call them. A ram and a doe.
Female was a what?
Well, a doe.
What'd you raise them for? Did you shear them? Keep the
wool and eat the meat.
Barbecue them?
Barbecue them, bake them.
Did you ever say the inside parts of the sheep or a...
No, we don't.
What about a hog or a...
Well, a hog, you save the liver and the kidneys. And now they take the guts out of hogs here. They used to and wash them real good in warm water and all that kind of stuff. And they'd make boudin out of that and stuff that with ground meat and rice. Or they'd make sausage.
Yeah. Okay.
They also save the tripes, we'd call it. All of that.
The tripe?
Yeah, they'd scald that and then scrape off. There's a little tissue inside. They'd peel the tissue off and come out just as white as it could be.
The tripe, those are the little small intestines?
No, that's your big... your stomach, in other words.
You ever eat chitlins?
Yeah. You know what that is? That's hares and gizzards and hog ears. Well, you make hog head cheese. We'd make that.
Uh-huh.
After we'd clean the head, we'd knock all the teeth out with the hatchet, you know, and cut all out and cut just in front of the eyes, cut that throat away. Then we'd boil the head and make hog head cheese.
Okay.
Out of the ears and the tongue and the jowls we call here. All that side are all ground up, you know, put together and make hog head cheese. I don't know how they cook it. My wife used to make it and then we'd put it and let it freeze off. It's really good.
You mentioned chit, what'd you make? You said chitlins?
Well, that's, we make a stew out of that.
You know what chitlins are? Do you eat them?
Chicklets? Well, yeah. That's gizzards and liver and heart.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all cut up together, you see. That's what they call